I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Iranian government was quick to accuse Israel of a hospital bombing in Gaza on Wednesday. Various agencies say somewhere between 400 and 1,000 people were killed. The Israeli government reports the hospital bombing was from a misfired rocket in Gaza. American President Joe Biden says U.S. intelligence also shows Israel did not fire the rocket. Still, Iran's foreign minister tweeted that time is over for Israel. Lana Silk with Transform Iran says, with Iran, anti-Israeli sentiment is also taken out on Iranian Christians.
The government considers Christians as people who side with what they call Zionist Israel. And the Christians pay a high price for how the government feels about Israel.
Pray for God's protection over innocent Palestinians, Israelis, and the church in Iran. And innovative Bible translations are reaching an overlooked global population. John with Wycliffe USA says a growing observation of oral communication in recent years gave rise to oral Bible translation. Today, the technique is bearing spiritual fruit worldwide in every location.
God is using people who would at one point be counted out because they don't know how to read and write. I get to see these people come to know Jesus and come to understand him clearly in a way that is most natural for them. They don't have to learn to read and write in order to interact with the God who knows them.
Pray for unity among translation teams and pray for the clear, accurate, and natural translation of Scripture. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.